What's up, guys? This is step 8 into, 25 steps of creating a successful brand. And we want to talk about, a targeted audience. You know, this is very critical when it comes to, building a brand, especially when you're trying to sell something. You know, you're only going to be able to sell something to targeted people that, that's very niche specific, and that people that like really, really rock with your brand. You know, it really comes down to collecting data, knowing your audience, understanding your analytics. You know, this is very, this is a more practical side of things, because your numbers are very, 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 very important. And once you dial in your numbers, you'll be able to allocate, what you want to do, what ads work for this, what ads work for that, who you want to sell to, what times you want to sell to them at. And, that's how you can really target your audience, from age groups, when men or women. Like, here's an example, like for my analytics, for my personal Instagram, people think that I have a whole bunch of women followers, but in reality, I have 69% men following me, and I have 31% women following me. And so I know my target is men. That's my main target, because that is the people who rock with my brand. Those are people who support me the most. Even though, my Instagram is probably perceiving to people think like this, that, or the other, but I know my target. And that's so important when it comes into actually selling whatever product it is that you're selling. You need to know your targeted audience down to a T.
Yeah, I mean, it's very practical. Like, mm-hmm. We'll have different videos as far as like analytics, mm-hmm. And Instagram and Facebook ads and stuff like that. Right. But essentially, like, if you have your target niche, down, and this is less so referencing back to interest video. You find the interest video, you find people mm-hmm. that have the same interest, right? Mm-hmm. So people that are in photography, people are in videography for me, in creative and stuff, and for T is more like fitness and fashion mm-hmm. and stuff like that, right? They have interest. Mm-hmm. Now, getting the audience starts with, okay, there's 65-year-old photographers, and then there's 18-year-old photographers. Nice. Mm-hmm. So my target audience is probably not going to be the 65-year-old photographer. Facts. It's going to be, the 18, 19, 20-something-year-old photographer. So I understand that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So it's not only connecting with people on an interest level, but now starting to get more specific mm-hmm. about people. Essentially it could be from age, mm-hmm. from gender, from wherever they live. Like, target audience could be people like straight in for example, we're in Phoenix, people in Phoenix, mm-hmm. and understanding too, like, this goes tying into business, and business 101, if you're starting a business and you don't know who you're selling to, right. Well, you're not going to sell to anybody. Mm. So again, like, target audience, understand that, like, yes, people have interest, but from the interest, narrow it down specifically to the people that are most like you.
Exactly. That's really what it comes down to, with finding target audience.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much it for this video. So if you guys have any questions, again, email us, let us know. See you on the next video.